1998 at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm at Ed Grigoryov's house. My EPA.
I'm Ed Grigoryov. I live in Titlick. And my parents' name, Larry Grigoryov, Nelly Grigoryov. My brother, they're not living anymore. I have two living sisters, Dorothy and Frida. Dorothy lives in Anchorage and Frida lives in Palmer.
Our community and Chugashmiut are working together to develop an Aleutic language, history, and heritage curriculum. I need to ask you some questions to see what you think our students here at Titlick are learning about our language.
Who knows about their language?
Mm-hmm. What do the young people here know well about our language?
I don't believe they have too much knowledge of their language. I made some tapes and computer disks of their language with Marta Velasa for the school kids. It don't seem to be going very far.
When you talk to the students, what do you think they understand when you talk to them in Aleut?
Not very much. They don't understand too much. Maybe hello, goodbye. And what they've been teaching them as so far as I could understand is just names of birds and fish. And sea animals.
What can they say to you in Aleut?
Chamaka and Kidaka. Not very much more.
Do you remember watching your children learn Aleutic?
No, I don't. I thought maybe I could try teaching them but it don't seem to be what they really want. I have one grandson, Adrian. He was interested in it. He understood more than he could speak. He hasn't been showing up very much anymore.
What aspects of our heritage do you see the young people participating in?
Heritage. see. And, I can't really say. I say they're still eating our subsistence foods that we used to have when it's available, but that stuff is getting awful scarce and it's not available too much anymore.
In the next few months, I'm gonna start to put our family trees together. Would you be willing to help putting family trees together?
Our family tree?
And along with some of the other students?
Huh?
Along with some of the other kids?
No. No, I don't know too much of my parents' family tree. I never spoke too much about it, but my immediate family, I could answer as much as I could remember.
What do you think the kids need to learn to understand more completely?
I think paying more attention to listen and get more interested in people that could teach them the language.
Yeah.
I was born in Elmar, about 2.25 miles from here, maybe less. In 1923, and we moved. The mine closed down in Elmar, and there was no more work for Dad, so he went to Valdez. In February, I found a home for us up there, and then a month later, he moved us all on up there. And that was just coming out of the Depression days, not much to do, but he was able to work whatever was available to make a few dollars. The value of a dollar was way down then, and wasn't paid very much. He worked longshoring when the coal boats and the grocery boats came in twice a month into Valdez, and besides that, he did a lot of wood cutting. People back in them days in Valdez, didn't have no oil stoves, so they burnt wood, and it was buying wood from whoever was able to cut it for him and pay him $9 a cord. It used to take us, putting in a week to make a cord of wood and deliver it for $9. Today that doesn't seem like very much, but back in that time was quite a bit of money. And he died in 1935. The school teacher put me to work out of school. I was just completing the eighth grade then. Back then in a government school that was finest, the native people were able to get an education up to the eighth grade, and then they couldn't go no further. There was nothing available for them. There was a public school where the white kids were going to school, but it wasn't available for us, so there was nothing to do. And coming out of school, I went to work for what they called a CC camp. It was a civilian conservation corps. They paid $2 a day, $60 a month. They furnished tobacco, winter clothing, and rain gear. And I stayed at that job until 1939. And after that I started fishing as a crew member up to 1942, and after the season of 1942, in October 29th, I enlisted into the Army. Even at that time, there wasn't too much work to do, and I understood going to the service that there was an allotment program that I could get for my mother. So that was one of the reasons I went in. And they took $20 out of my $60 a month pay to make a $90 allotment per month for my mother. And I stayed in the service until February 1st, 1946. And before then, I got a 15-day furlough. One 15-day furlough and all the time I was in there. And I met my wife during the time I was on furlough. And when I come out in February the 1st, 1946, I came down and we went to Valdez and got married the 20th of February. In 1946, and we raised a family. We was married for 22 years. We raised a family of 7 children, and we asked. 3 of them died on us. So, and since then, I've been by myself with my grown children around me here in Tetlik.